We're not talking about people recovering from surgery or battling cancer. We're talking about pain from diseases or injuries that lays you up for months and even years. Since the 1990s, pain specialists were telling everyone, use these medications called opiates because they're safe and effective.
They made claims for safety that just haven't panned out over time.
Michael Von Korff studies pain relief at Group Health Research Institute. He says the evidence shows the more drugs such as OxyContin are prescribed, the more overdose deaths there are every year. So the pendulum is swinging the other way.
What we're going to need to do is begin to change practice in the direction of safer, more cautious, more selective prescribing, and monitor what happens and see what we can learn.
Group Health overhauled how its own doctors prescribed painkillers 2 years ago and says it was able to cut back the number of pills and improve patient satisfaction. At the summit this week in SeaTac, they'll share that model with other doctors and discuss whether their example could become a guideline for all medical practices. This also fits a new state law. It requires careful monitoring for anyone on painkillers more than 90 days. Some pain specialists are concerned the reformers could go too far and put a chill on doctors' willingness to prescribe painkillers. That debate is likely to continue because there's no definitive research about safety or effectiveness. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.